Tin Can Man by E.J. Jernigan. Narrated by Kent Casella. Copyright 1993 by Vandermeer Press. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Vandermeer Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The Itch to Go. January 1940 to March 1941. I was born in Chattahoochee, Florida, on September 20th, 1923, to Emery Jernigan and Mattie Farrell Jernigan. We moved to Grandma's farm to take care of her, an event I can't remember. Two brothers and two sisters were born to us at the farm, Naomi, Thomas, Mattie Lee, and James. Our garden assured us of plenty to eat, even though we had no money, no electricity, and no car. Mule and wagon transportation was a must. We walked a lot, and to us, 5 miles was no more than a walk around the block today. When tools wore out or farm equipment broke, there was no money to repair it. Broken bones went unset many times. I saw some old people who had bones that never mended. Prime land was sold for $1 an acre by the county and state government to pay taxes that were owed. Proud people had to ask for help. President Hoover handed out food and clothes marked "not to be sold." It broke men's hearts to take these things. All they wanted to do was work for a living. A depression kills the soul of all men. The women lived in a different world. Their outlook was barefoot, pregnant, and over the washpot in the backyard. Thank God for the moms of that day. They were the best people I've ever known. Franklin D. Roosevelt became president on March 4th, 1933, and started the work programs. The Works Projects Administration Civilian Conservation Corps camps were set up in a paramilitary form to put young men to work. My goal in those youthful days was to enter the military. I preferred the Marines and would go see a Marine recruiter every time one was in our area. They would always laugh and say, "Come back when I was older." I never considered the Navy. There was a Navy base of sorts in Jacksonville with a few sailors, lots of Army, and a few Marines. The old-timers said that the Army did the work, the Marines got the credit, and the Navy got the pay. I wanted action, money, and glamour, seeing myself as a hero if we ever got into a war during my lifetime. It was like sitting outside a big restaurant and smelling food when you were hungry and broke. I wanted to get in the Marine Corps very much in those days. I never made it. I kept getting more and more frustrated with these rejections until finally I threatened to go to Canada and volunteer to fight in their military forces. Mom and Dad decided I could join the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was like the military and might satisfy me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?